Citizens, Plural. By Anna Von Reitz. The physically defined organic states of the Union have only one kind of citizen, a state citizen. State citizens hold a unique allegiance to their state of the Union and no other government at all. This is to enable them to act in the best interests of their state with a clear conscience and no conflict of interest. This, in turn, provides a check and balance to federal subcontractor overreach. These state citizens are organic citizens, lawful persons of the people who live in the organic states of the Union. All the other kinds of citizens inhabit, on a temporary basis, the non-organic states of states and are residents with respect to our states under the Residency Act. The other kinds of citizenry originally included United States citizens, belonging to the original Confederation of States and the Federal Republic, please note, United States citizens. Then, also, British territorial citizens, known as U.S. citizens and municipal citizens of the United States, referenced in the 14th Amendment of the USA Corporate Charter. Here's what George Washington had to say about it. To quote George Washington on the subject, "To every description of citizens, let praise be given, but let them persevere in their affectionate vigilance over that precious depository of American happiness, the Constitution of the United States. Let them cherish it, too, for the sake of those who, from every clime, are daily seeking a dwelling in our land." Remember that the United States that Washington is referring to and the Constitution of the United States that is being referred to in popular terms is the Federal Constitution of the Federal Republic, 1787, from which the territorial and municipal constitutions derived. All these citizens of different kinds and political statuses are supposed to work together in common cause for their own good and the good of the country as a whole. We can judge how far our intended system has been corrupted and declined by the fact that so many people are clueless about their own political status, whether they are citizens of any kind or not, and if so, which kind of citizen are they? Remember that United States citizens upholding both the Confederation of States and the Federal Republic ceased to function in 1860-61, so today we are left with state citizens, territorial U.S. citizens, and municipal citizens of the United States. The missing United States citizen status will return when and if Reconstruction is completed by the states. **